Hi, I'm Mary Mullen, and I'm reading a story called Tin Ear. On the nationwide distributed public radio series This American Life, their July 25, 2008 episode, Switched at Birth, tells a story of how two babies went home from the hospital with the wrong mothers. One of those mothers was my mother, Mary Kay Miller. She was a mother who suspected she might have been given the wrong baby. The interviewer described my mother as having a tin ear. In other words, she had no empathy. Google says that those with tin ears have a lack of ability to hear something in an accurate and sensitive way. Two young radio journalists from Chicago had gone to my mother's cluttered house when she was 96 to talk to her about why, in 1951, she hadn't returned the baby she feared was not her own. She, the kind minister's wife who always offered hospitality and conversation to anyone who came to her home, boiled water for tea and sat down for the visit. These two, Jake Halpern and Sarah Koenig, set up their sound equipment and commenced questioning her at length to get her story. The interview was long. Toward the end, when what she offered didn't match the basic admission that they wanted, they badgered her like she was a criminal, with repeated questions about the morality of her actions. Finally, in desperation to stop the torture, she said, "I guess you want me to say I was wrong." Unable to think of anything else to stop their cruel grilling, she added to her own pain of 57 years of questioning whether she should have done something different. "Yes, I was wrong," she said. Talk about tin ears. When my mom was brought back to the farmhouse where she stayed most days and every night for assistance in basic living tasks, she was shaking like an alder leaf. The woman who provided this home away from home reported that for many hours my mother was trembling so much she couldn't bring food or a glass of milk to her mouth. She couldn't get a wink of sleep all night because she was so disturbed. We, her seven children, learning of what had happened, knew her pain. Our sister, who was the one who grew up with another family, also revealed that she felt those reporters had bullied her into saying things she didn't feel so they could tell the story they wanted to broadcast. The story Switched at Birth was a favorite of listeners and has been rebroadcast many times, including for the 25th anniversary of the series in 2020. And I just heard tonight it was just recently rebroadcast again. It's described this way on the This American Life webpage. Reporter Jack Halpern tells the story of two infants accidentally switched at birth, and the mother who waited 43 years to let both of them know. The episode begins with two daughters, Martha Miller and Susan McDonald, reading aloud the letter they received one day from Mary Miller, who raised Martha and is Sue's biological mother. And from there details the emotional fallout from this news. Structurally, the episode, which was produced by Sarah Koenig, is rather ingenious, ending with a heartfelt and illuminating interview with Mary Miller about why she decided to keep her knowledge of the switch to herself for so many years. Well, we all knew my mother had less of a tin ear than those 30-something reporters who apparently thought it was near child abuse to have children do household chores or share a bedroom with sisters. The description makes it falsely sound like she never spoke a word about the suspected switch, like she never cared about her own birth baby or the other mother. The truth is that everyone with whom she shared her suspicions doubted my mother's story. This suspected baby switch was no secret. She had told again and again. Well, who exactly had she told? She had first shared her fears with our dad, who found the mistake impossible to believe. The rest of us kids in the family knew from the beginning. My two next sisters, when they were in high school, still wondering whether they had another sister, had visited the church Sue attended to see if she looked like our family. They reported that Sue walked just like me. Our mother had also shared her doubts with friends in the parishes my father served at the time of the girl's birth in 1951 and afterward, particularly people in Waseca and Eastman. Some of these local people knew and were even relatives of the other family. This was reported in the radio story. She had also any number of times tried to raise the issue of a switch with the other mother directly, though mostly in somewhat cryptic messages. Through this story, This American Life made my mother and our family into villains, and the other family into horrible victims. Those young journalists had 10 years, but anything for a good story, right?